phrase the golden rule as it applies to parenting from an emotionally safe posture. Simply replace the word treat with the word understand. In everything, therefore, understand your children in the same way you want them to understand you. In other words, in order to be understood, we must first understand. A child who feels understood by mom or dad is a child who is safely allowed to feel. Her negative emotions are not punished, dismissed, or minimized, but instead are validated and explored. I received a call from a dad whose middle school daughter got really upset at him for not allowing her to go to a football game one Friday night. In the exchange, she lashed out, "I hate you." Imagine how you would respond to this. A parent who punishes negative feelings may react by saying something like, "What do you mean you hate me? Do you realize all that I do for you? I'm taking your phone until you apologize. Now go to your room." A parent who dismisses the negative emotion may respond by saying something like, "Don't be mad at me." A parent who minimizes the anger may react by saying something like, "You're making a big deal over a football game? Really? There's no reason to be so upset." When kids do not feel heard or understood or are punished for their negative feelings, they learn to bury these emotions, becoming anxious about even sharing them with their parents. Parents who instead build big windows of understanding are parents who empathize with their kids, even when they misbehave. It's not that we're condoning the behavior. It's that we empathize with the feelings behind it. Children who feel understood and are allowed to express their feelings and wishes are kids who have access to their parents' feelings as well. The more a child feels understood, the more open she is to understanding why we're protecting her, the wall of protection, or setting limits, the wall of truth. An emotionally healthy father, in the scenario above, instead of dismissing, punishing, or minimizing the negative emotion, will figuratively, or perhaps literally, posture himself on one knee, arms wide open, and respond, "I understand you're really angry at me. What is it about the football game that matters so much to you?" I'm glad the father in this case responded in a similar manner. What he came to find out was that his daughter had been rejected by a group of friends for the first few months of the school year. She would see pictures on Facebook and Instagram of her friends getting together without her and sit alone on the weekends longing to be or feel included. This football game was the first time she had been invited to be a part of the group all year. The father, after understanding the emotion behind his daughter's anger, was able to address her disrespectful behavior toward him. For his daughter, understanding her intense feeling and motivation was the most precious gift he could have given her that night. When we consistently prioritize our children's behavior over winning their heart, we risk erecting a relational brick wall between us that carries into the teenage years and even into adulthood. On the other hand, when we prioritize our children's heart, we not only send them the message they are loved unconditionally in spite of their behavior, but spotless windows of understanding enable us to influence our children's behavior more than we can imagine.